This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Speaking of great frontmen, it's not just me, Chris, and the great frontmen in history. John Fogerty, how great is that? There's just something about, wasn't he a commie? Oh, I'm sure he was. I mean, what ones aren't, right? Chris, don't tell me that. Why would you tell me that? Now I'm going to be thinking about that next time you play CCR, or next time I'm heading home jamming out to CCR. I'm going to think, oh, he was commie scum, and it ruins it for me. You know better than that. Anyway, it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We're about to talk about this same-sex marriage bill. Looks like the low-T GOP struck again. We'll get to that in a moment. I'm going to finish up the Pelosi stuff. We'll probably play, a lot more beautiful music.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
Wonderful. And remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can go get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What, Chris? Oh, yeah. Well, Chris, don't try to guide people's questions, Chris. Chris is over here. You should know. I want you to know behind the scenes. Chris is trying to direct your questions. Chris, I said ask me anything. That means ask me anything. What they want, not what you want. What? Okay, all right, that's fair. Chris brought up Thanksgiving questions. If you want to ask questions about how to make your Thanksgiving better, who better than the menu whisperer? Now let's get back to the news. Boy, it's so interesting because you remember, it was so funny. Well, it wasn't funny that Paul Pelosi got attacked, but Paul Pelosi got attacked, and a Bay Area NBC affiliate, Miguel Almaguer's, Miguel Almaguer, I think I'm saying that guy's name. I don't know. It's weird. It's a weird name. Anyway, Miguel Almaguer, he reported that, well, it doesn't look like this was really a break-in. Kind of looks like somebody invited him there. And he reported that Paul Pelosi opened the door when the cops showed up. Now, I want to pause for a moment, and I want to remind you what the news told you immediately after this. This was a MAGA-inspired attack. It was basically Trump itself. It was a MAGA supporter trying to assassinate Nancy, this right-wing violence. Who are these conspiracy theories saying it's some kind of a gay hookup? That's ridiculous. This was a hostage situation. Donald Trump himself is responsible. Don't you remember? And anybody who pushed back on that was called a conspiracy theorist. I had press outlet after press outlet after press outlet after press outlet blasting me for just going on the air and saying about it. That's so funny. And then you want to talk about real cover-up. NBC not only retracted their statement that Paul Pelosi answered the door, they suspended the reporter who reported it. Which brings us to today. Report. Paul Pelosi seen opening the door for police on body cam video as originally reported. How about that? And just let's cover the scenario again. If you believe the media that this is a deranged Trump supporter, low crawled underneath the security camera. Oh, by the way, my favorite part of the story was, yes, there are cameras around the home, but the Capitol Police wasn't monitoring them that night. Anyway, so he managed to put chloroform over the mouths of the Capitol Police guys who were supposed to be monitoring the cameras. So he snuck into their office and put them all to sleep. And then he took his hammer and he used a hammer. I don't know how he'd do this to pick the locks on the Pelosi doors, where he low crawled through there in his Trump hat saying, "Where's Nancy at? So I could assess." And that's what the media tried to tell you it was. And anyone who said, hold on, parts of this aren't adding up. Wait a minute, they were both in their underwear at 2 a.m.? I mean, I've got friends I'm pretty close with. I don't hang out with them at 2 a.m. in my underwear. But hey, I'm not different strokes for different folks. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't remember that. But that was what the media, that's what they went with. So if it was this deranged Trump supporter who chloroformed the guards and picked the lock and worked his way in, why would Paul Pelosi answer the door? It's a simple question. And if someone breaks into your home tonight, some Antifa nut job for your political views, I saw what you put on Facebook, and he holds you hostage, and you somehow get a hold of the cops, and he's there, you're being held hostage against your life. He wants to kill you and your wife. Do you think the cops are going to knock on your door and he's going to say, "Hey, go get the door and see who's there"? I don't think that's the way that works. I think Dave DePepe, I think he was invited in. That's what I think. I think maybe even he was there for a while. Maybe he's even been there before. I mean, what was happening? I don't know. Kamala would probably be a good reference, but I don't know what was happening. No idea. And again, I'm not passing judgment. You're Paul Pelosi. Want to play Muddy Buddy? It's fine with me. It's not my business. But don't then turn around and try to convince me that this is somehow a right-wing attack. And I want you to remember this, and I want you to remember this well. Everything the media tells you is a lie. And the louder they say it to you, the more you know it's a lie. Remember, it's like the 2020 election. It looked bad. I wasn't sure. Couldn't tell. What, the ballots came in at 2 a.m.? I'm just like you. Couldn't tell. I didn't know. I never knew something dirty happened in 2020 until the media, all of them, ran to the cameras and said, "Safest and fairest election ever." And that's when I knew. That was the moment I said, I got it. Never mind. That answers every question I ever had. Anyway. Back to Christopher Wray, because I'm not done on this. Christopher Wray in front of the Senate today. Here's he and Rand Paul. It's a little long. Hang on.
FBI obtaining anonymous social media data and then using technical methods to pierce the anonymous nature of the data.
Anonymous social media data?
So you purchase data. People purchase data all the time, and we sort of tolerate it for advertising and things because it's anonymous data. Are you purchasing what is said to be anonymous data through the marketplace and then piercing the anonymous nature to attach individual names to that data?
Right. But when you asked about anonymous data, I was thinking more in terms of...
No, I'm talking about data that is out there. And are you purchasing data and then piercing the anonymous nature of that data?
So the manner in which we use, we usually use the term commercial data, is probably longer than I could explain here. But again, let me have a
so you, one of our you, subject you matter. So you aren't prepared, you will not answer the question of whether or not you're attaching names to anonymous data.
I think it's a more complicated answer than I can give here.
Hmm. So far we're...
Just hang on here. Remember what we always say, the truth is simple. The truth is simple. It's not complicated. Whenever someone says it's complicated, that's when you know. I've used the example before and it's true. There's a, the last cookie that was in the cookie jar in the kitchen, it's gone. And I call my youngest son, Luke, in, and I say, Luke, did you eat the last cookie? And he says, no, absolutely not. And I call my oldest son, James, in, and I say, James, did you eat the last cookie? And he says, oh, man, you know what happened? I got home so late from school, and then I had a call with my friend, and I was running around the house. I thought, James ate the cookie. It's not complicated. The second you hear complicated, especially when it's to yes or no questions, you know what's going on.
0-2 with getting you to answer this, but you're pledging you will actually answer the question because you have to realize the frustration. We'll write you a letter and your team of lawyers will write back a 15-page letter that says nothing and you won't answer the question. These are very specific. This is whether you're obeying the law, whether we can have confidence. I want to have confidence in the
evidence. We are obeying the law.
Well, you're saying that, but we won't tell us the answer.
I said
you have to say yes.
That's not what
yes,
I said.
No, you aren't telling me the answer. And the answer is, are you collecting data not compelled by a warrant? That would not be in compliance with the law, but you won't answer that you're not collecting that data.
I said two things. One, we're following the law. And second, that we would have somebody follow up with you with more detailed, specific.
So those are two specific questions. Are you getting data from them that's not compelled? And then are you piercing the anonymous nature of that technically?
What does all that mean? The FBI is collecting all of your data, and they're working hand in hand with your social media company to collect your data. Believe me, they are. There is mass data collection going on against you, and believe me, they're focused on you. They're not worried about the local BLM chapter organizing another firebombing. They're very, very worried about you. I'm not done with this yet. We'll get to this same-sex marriage bill and some emails. And did you see 12 GOP senators voted with all 50 Democrats on this freaking bill? Of course. That's it. It's official. By the end of this weekend, I will have the name finalized of the male vitality stack box. We're gonna work with Chalk, and we're gonna get a name for this box, and we are gonna send a low T GOP senator whenever they do this to us. We're gonna send them an official box. Because it's clear, America's testosterone levels may be in free fall, but in Congress, with Republicans, they're already at zero. They're zeroed out. And I love your emails about the male vitality stack and how much better you feel. I read you that one yesterday. Lady wrote in. She can't even take afternoon naps anymore. She's so full of energy and focus. I love it, especially because it's natural. No more big pharma. Let's get rid of that crap. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. Fellas, male vitality stack. Ladies, female vitality stack. Get a subscription because they're 35% off, man. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I still can't stop laughing. Paul Pelosi seen on body camera footage opening the door. Man, what kind of a hostage situation was that? All right, quit. Let's talk about something else. You heard me up before the election. Actually, you've heard me say it several times. That if you're a church-going person or you go to synagogue or maybe you're a Muslim, whoever your religious leader is, they should be political. They should be. And I know people push back on this. If you push back on this, I will argue you do not understand what is happening in this country. What is happening is, as the communists have worked their way through all the institutions, They are in open warfare against any competing religion. Remember, communism is a religion. Soviet Union, the churches came down. The pastors got crucified, murdered, shot in the back of the head. China, Buddhist temples came down. Buddhist monks tortured, shot, killed. Same thing, Cambodia. Wherever communism takes over, the religions of that country are brutally oppressed and crushed, trampled underfoot, horrifically. Now, what has happened here in America is we have, you've heard me complain about this a million times, this Americanized soft version of Christianity. Let's turn the other cheek for 3 hours every Sunday, and then all week I'm just going to be a cheek turner. I'm just a cheek turning Christian. Oh, I don't want my pastor getting involved. Or maybe you've heard your pastor. I know I've had pastors say this before. Hey, we're not Republican or Democrat. We stay above that. You should be above the politics of the day. Okay, you understand the FBI is coming to your church, right? They're coming for your church. They are. The destruction of your church, your synagogue, it's coming. It is coming, and it's not even in that distant of a future. They're already slapping handcuffs on pro-lifers for reading Bible verses and singing worship songs at abortion clinics. What do you think the next steps are? It's coming. Your pastor should be a fire-breathing dragon leading up to the election. He should be standing up to your congregation and calmly explaining to people that these guys may suck, but these other guys want to cut your son's penis off and shut us down and burn the church to ash. So actually, we're having church on Tuesday this week at the polls. We're going to meet out in front and pray, and we're all going to go in and vote against Democrats. That's how your pastor should be talking. And in case it makes you uncomfortable, you should know that black pastors with the black liberation theology churches have been doing this for ages. That's how they've done it. Only in the lily white suburbs. Well, we're cheek turners here, guys. I don't want my pastor to be involved. They're coming for you. Headline, 12 GOP senators voted for a same-sex marriage bill. Don't care what you believe. Don't care who you marry. Believe me when I tell you, this is part of what will bring the FBI to your church, to your small business. What do you mean you didn't acknowledge this? What do you mean you don't want to serve this? Boop, arrested. Boop, sued. Tax status revoked. Life destroyed. And yet people on our side continue to shrink away from this and shrink away from this and shrink away from this. And I don't know what that is. I don't know why that is. Do you not see what is happening? It's happening. That's right, Chris. That's what it is. Chris said it sounds so nice, though. Of course, well, defensive marriage. Well, yeah, let's just defend every marriage and government can stay out of it. We live and let live our way into children playing ring toss games, with dildos in public parks. That just happened a couple days ago. We live and let live our way into drag queens twerking for your son and daughter on Nick Jr. set to music. If you can't see that this is a direct assault against you, then I don't know what to tell you. I can't wake you up anymore. I can't possibly shake you awake. You pastors out there listening, and I know many do, you pastors listening had better start being a lot more bold about what's coming for you. And let me tell you what, in places like Spain, where the communists took over right before the Spanish Civil War, when Franco took it over, Spain, you pastors in America, better listen to this. Feel like getting crucified on your altar? Because that's what they were doing to the pastors in Spain, the Catholic priests there. I'm not even going to explain to you in detail what they did to the nuns. Let me just tell you, I think the priests might have actually had it better than what they did to the nuns. And the same thing happened to the Buddhists in China. Same thing happened to the Orthodox churches in Russia. Same thing is coming for you. And they're going to use all this LGBTQ insanity and every new law to justify every persecution coming your way. Oh, I don't get political. You suck, you coward. Get involved. Makes me sick. And by the way, everyone, I don't care what you are, everyone, you had better understand that these violent street communists are being enabled more and more and more and more and more. they're being enabled to commit these acts of violence. That's why they're not getting rid of the bail reform laws. They love having this vile group of street communists firebombing pro-life centers across the country. They love it. Do you carry something on you at all times to protect yourself with? You carry a weapon? You should. You have your hero gun? Does your daughter? You sent her off to Austin. She's going to UT. She's so happy, having fun. When she's walking at 1 a.m. home, does she have a hero gun in her purse? Or is she going to be a victim? Is your mom? Are you? Go to hero2020.com. There are no excuses. It doesn't require a concealed carry permit. All right? So I'm not a gun guy or a gun girl. Okay, I get it. Not everyone grew up around guns like I did. I get it. It's fine. It's a non-lethal gun. Shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. Don't just buy it. Keep it on you, please. And I don't even want you to buy it. Honestly, please don't buy it if you're not going to keep it on you. Keep it on you. It's already saved lives of my listeners if I sound happy about this. Well, we think it saved a life. It saved her some serious trouble, that's for sure. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. I'm not quite done on this yet. We have to be able to speak about this in frank ways, in offensive ways. And if you're offended, remember, I don't give a crap. Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. We'll be right back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, which means tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. not tomorrow, now, to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. A couple more things on this. Oh, I just had a hiccup. Chris, did you hear that? That was cool. What? I don't think I've ever hiccuped on the air before. What if I develop the hiccups? We'll work it into the show. What? It would be great. We'll work it into the show. Chris, I don't know why you're in such a bad mood today. You know what you need? Lovely music.
Brazilian deaf mute trans woman sings Whitney Houston. I will always love you.
I don't know why that doesn't put a smile on your face, Chris. No sense of music. Maybe you're tone deaf. I don't know. Hey, Jesse, I've been working in Hollywood at major studios. I would say which, but then they'd find me. And I can tell you firsthand that the stuff you're seeing now is going to get a lot worse. Every new show I've been working on as drag queens, trans, gay, all that stuff, they know what they're doing. And unfortunately, I don't see any way that conservatives can take over the entertainment industry and get back this major cultural pillar. I just graduated college, too, so I'm not even seeing how deep this stuff really goes, which is terrifying. God bless. It is amazing how quickly it happened, right? Remember how quick, I mean, doesn't it seem like we were normal? I mean, I'm 41. I'm not 81. And most of my life, we were relatively normal. I know a lot of this stuff started in the 60s, and that stuff started working its way in. I'm aware of how old it is. But it feels like the pace has quickened so much. I was complaining about it the other day, and I mean it. The wife starts to try to turn on Christmas movies because she's decorating the house for Christmas. Don't ask me. She's decorating the house for Christmas already, so she wants Christmas movies on in the background. We've had to turn off virtually every one of them, the newer ones. Unless it's old, you have to switch over and find old Christmas movies. Every single thing on TV, and then the commercials in between the things on TV. It is very clearly a propaganda effort. This is very clearly no longer, well, live and let live. It really seems intentional now, doesn't it? Seems awfully intentional. So again, back to what I was saying before, and I know people get mad when I say this. I don't care. Man, your pastor should be involved loudly, not quietly, loudly, not above it all, not we don't do that here, loudly involved, because if you don't sit in church on Sunday or your synagogue on Saturday and imagine that the communist hordes have begun marching towards you, then you are sorely naive. They are coming for you. Why do you think Joe Biden had a big hate crime summit at the White House and didn't invite the Orthodox Jews? Why do you think that is? I know people complain, oh, Jews vote Democrat. That's not true. 2/3 of the Jews in the country vote Democrat. Orthodox Jews do not. Orthodox Jews do not, for the most part. And guess who got left out of the White House invite? Huh. Sure, that's just a coincidence. If you're sitting in that synagogue this Saturday and you don't think they're coming for you, you got another thing coming. And they're going to use things that sound so nice, right? The Defense of Marriage Act. Look, equal. Everyone's equal. We just have rights, guys. That's how they've done it. Everything that ends up trampling you and trampling me. That and this whole digital currency thing. Uh-oh, here's Indonesia's health minister.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO. If you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
A digital certificate? I bring this stuff up a lot because this is the stuff that makes you sound like a nut when you try to talk to somebody about it who's not involved in politics. And yet, it's coming. I've even seen a bunch of low-T GOPers in this country start to push things like the digital dollar. Well, and then they act like it's just inevitable. Well, we got to go to a digital dollar, digital this, digital that. Digital? They're tracking all of it. Absolutely every word of it. All right. I got more Christopher Ray from today.
Is Facebook or any other social media company supplying private messages or data on American users that is not compelled by the government or the FBI?
Not compelled. In other words, not in response to the legal process.
No warrant, no subpoena. They're just supplying you information on their users.
I don't believe so, but I can't sit here and be sure of that as I sit here.
Can you give us a yes or no by going back to your team and asking? Because it's a very specific question, because if they are, it's against the law. The law, the Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986, prohibits providers from sharing electronic communications with any person or entity unless it's compelled. This was done to protect the privacy of people so we could feel like we can send an email or direct message to people without having that information given over. It's a very specific question. Will you get with your team of lawyers and give us a specific answer? Because this is the law. If you're doing it, then we need to go to court to prevent you from receiving this information.
Well, I can tell you that I'm quite confident we're following the law, but what I will also
That's not the answer.
But I will also follow up with you to make sure that we get you more information.
They're coming for you. Also, do you happen to remember this little exchange?
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. I mean, basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us. Some folks on our team, it was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't share this at all. We didn't do that. If something is reported to us as potentially misinformation, important.
The FBI is already working with that social media company that you use every single day to share all of your information because you're not a Democrat and you're someone on the right. Just so you know, just something we should all be boned up on. All right. Let's talk about something good. Let's talk about life. Life's good, is it not? I do think sometimes about the number of kids that we have lost, the number of babies that we've lost to abortion in this country. 60 million? That is such an eye-popping number, your brain can't even make sense of it. 60 million? That's World War II numbers. 60 million people, how's that possible? But it's true. And I am proud to say that we are, I believe, winning this fight. And really, honestly, science is one of the reasons, science technology is one of the reasons we're winning the fight. The ultrasound may be the greatest tool we've ever had in the fight against it, because there is something God-given. When a woman hears that heartbeat, she knows instinctively, it's human nature, she understands it's a life. Preborn finds these women, they're online, they're looking for it. Hey, I got to go. I got to get an abortion. How do I get an abortion? Preborn is finding these women and simply telling them, hey, just an ultrasound first, huh? Hey, just come in. Just have a free ultrasound. No charge to you. We just want to give you an ultrasound. And when she does, she keeps the baby. Almost every time she keeps the baby. That ultrasound costs Preborn $28. $28 to Preborn saves a life. It's all tax deductible, right? I mean, you can give them $100,000 if you feel like it. It's all tax deductible. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. Save a life. Save 100 of them. Or dial #250, say baby. All right? This message has been sponsored by Preborn. All right. Now, we need to get to a win, a really, really, really nice win. Thinking about that school board race? I bet you will after this. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. I'm going to play for you this exchange one more time, and I know it's a little long, and then we'll move on to this good news. But I want you to think about this. I want you to think about that social media thing you use, if you use one. You know, you're on Facebook, Instagram, all this stuff. It's fine. Look, I'm on there too. I'm not judging. I'm not telling you, oh, you shouldn't be on that. I'm telling you now, you should understand. You must understand these social media companies. They are working hand in hand with the federal government against you. They are. Listen to this person, and you tell me they're not.
Is Facebook or any other social media company supplying private messages or data on American users that is not compelled by the government or the FBI?
Not compelled. In other words, not in response to the legal process.
No warrant.
Don't you love how they try to play stupid every time they don't want to answer a question? Not compelled. I don't know. Oh, dirt balls.
No subpoena. They're just supplying you information on their users.
I don't believe so, but I can't sit here and be sure of that as I sit here.
Can you give us a yes or no by going back to your team and asking? Because it's a very specific question, because if they are, it's against the law. The law, the Stored Communications Act, the Electronic Communications Privacy Act of 1986, prohibits providers from sharing electronic communications with any person or entity unless it's compelled. This was done to protect the privacy of people so we could feel like we can send an email or direct message to people without having that information given over. It's a very specific question. Will you get with your team of lawyers and give us a specific answer? Because this is the law. If you're doing it, then we need to go to court to prevent you from receiving this information.
Well, I can tell you that I'm quite confident we're following the law, but what I will also...
Well, that's not the answer.
But I will also follow up with you to make sure that we get you more information.
Mm-hmm. Starting to think twice about that account now, aren't you? And now combine that with this. You remember I've been telling you, you know, Elon Musk bought Twitter, a big social media company, in case you're not on there. Big social media company. And he bought Twitter and said he was going to make it more free speech. And he's been firing all the communists at Twitter. And I don't worship billionaires or politicians, you know this. But I've been thrilled with what I've seen so far. It looks pretty cool. Good for Elon. And more free speech. It's weird how upset the government is about the concept of free speech. Here's Senator Markey.
And again, as the owner of these companies, he can fire anyone he wants. He can do whatever he wants inside of those companies. But when he's dealing with the federal government in terms of federal laws, he's not free to do that. You cannot ignore what the federal government is requiring of your company. And that goes for safety rules in your vehicles, and it also goes for guardrails that have to be built around social media sites that are allowing for Twitter for $8 to give someone an ability to impersonate who they are. And they could be impersonating the fact that they're the CDC or Eli Lilly Lilly or a United States senator. Yes. That is not permissible, and they will pay a price if they don't put safeguards in place at Twitter.
They will pay a price. Do you hear how our politicians, I marvel at this. We've talked about this before on the show, how comfortable these people are speaking to us this way. Do you remember? Honestly, it might have been one of the things that stands out the most to me of the horrendous last 2 years. You remember when Joe Biden told us his patience is wearing thin with us? We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Who do you think you are? Who in the world do you think you... These people. Man, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a come to Jesus at some point in time in this country. There he is. And just remember, don't trust these companies. The major companies, almost all, either they willingly bow to the government or they just get so beaten down and intimidated, they bend the knee eventually. I bet you Twitter goes down eventually, too. I bet you Elon Musk will bend the knee. And that's not an anti-Elon Musk segment. It's just the system is powerful, man. Even the richest man in the world. Look what they did to Trump. Look what they did to Trump. Destroyed his presidency, kneecapped his presidency for 4 years, and when he got out, they sent the FBI to raid his home. That's the billionaire former president. You think they can't do it to Elon Musk? Of course they can. You know what? This is why I'm so adamant about only giving, or I shouldn't say only, that's not true. I'm trying to get better, be better, about only giving my money to companies that share my values. We cut the cable. I have these various streaming things so we can watch stuff, and we're cutting that too. I just mentioned all the filth we saw on TV. Turning it off. We canceled Disney Plus. I'm trying to be better. I know you're probably trying to be better. And I don't want you to feel guilty, by the way, if you're failing, because I'm failing. We're all failing. When you're surrounded culturally by filth, it's hard. And plus, you don't even know. I remember Carhartt. Of all companies, Carhartt still has an existing vaccine mandate for their employees. Man, I own all kinds of Carhartt from when I work construction. Look, at least you don't have to worry about that with Pure Talk. You don't have to pay a cell company that hates you. At least there's that. We have to find every little window we can out there. Pure Talk, same great 5G coverage. You save a fortune. Their customer service is Americans. They actually speak English. Their CEO's a veteran, and they share your values. Why wouldn't you switch? It takes too long. You talk to someone who speaks English on the phone for 10 minutes, and that allows you to stop sending money to people who hate you every month? 10 minutes is worth that, is it not? Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month on top of all the other savings. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. Now, here's one for you. Moms for Liberty, that's a group, by the way, Moms for Liberty, backed school board members, fire the superintendent, and ban critical race theory. This took place in South Carolina. Six of them, endorsed by the Moms for Liberty group, they got themselves elected to the school board. Remember, these school boards, including yours, is probably trash, and they probably run unopposed because no one wants to be on the school board. And so they rallied and organized and got candidates for the school board, and they walked into the school board and immediately canceled CRT and fired the superintendent. Legal and local is our future. With all this filth from the federal government and entertainment and everything else that we talk about, a community of like-minded individuals that has been fortified from the communist hordes, that is your future America. Get to one and run for office, or back someone who is. If you're already there, run for office and run the communist scum out of your local government, your school board, the city managers, your city council, county board of supervisors. Get involved and run these people out of your office. Well, out of your society, frankly. All right. We still have a whole other hour. Get to some emails. And, man, this trans stuff. Yikes.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.